Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. New study out that kind of gives us a glimpse into where the Gen Nexters are when it comes to finances, everyday expenses, budgeting. It's put together by Edward Jones. Joining us right now to talk more about this, Edward Jones financial advisor, Julia Bartek. Julia, good morning.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning. Let's talk a little bit about Gen Next, the age 18 to 34 group. And this new report kind of indicates where their head is at when it comes to finances. What were you able to learn about this group of people?
Well, this study, Paul, it was performed to gain a deeper understanding of what matters most to Americans considered in the emerging adulthood life stage, which are those 18 to 34 years old. This group of more than 76 million Americans, which we're referring to as Gen X, they're the youngest adults, and they represent the next generation of workers, consumers, and investors. I'll tell you the most surprising thing, the most important takeaway for me was that for Gen X, wealth is comfort. It's not a luxury. Money is certainly important, but not for what it can buy. It's important for providing the stability, the comfort, and security that Gen X craves. The most surprising takeaway for me was that although Gen X has grown up with the internet, they really value and prioritize meaningful interactions. They reported feeling happiest when they're with those that they care about the most.
And that goes for their financial advisors as well, right? They're not necessarily turning to social media for financial advice.
True. Yeah, I'll tell you some of the common stereotypes that were proven wrong by this study. Well, despite common stereotypes, Gen X, they're hardworking, they're ambitious, and they're navigating the uncertainty that goes with both their life stage and the social and economic challenges of today. Despite being born in the digital era and portrayed as happiest on their devices, Gen X, they are happy homebodies, with more than half reporting that they feel most fulfilled when spending time with family and friends. And to your point, Paul, they also desire for in-person connections, with nearly two-thirds preferring personal face-to-face connection, where it's naturally easier to share information, and they really value the trust that's built from in-person interactions. And despite common misperception, only 20% use social media or influencers as sources of financial guidance. Gen X, they are information omnivores. They seek trusted information, expertise, advice, and guidance from everyone.
They also have crippling college debt, something that perhaps their parents didn't have to deal with. How are they managing that?
Gen X, they cited a short-term mindset when it comes to finances. They're focusing on everyday expenses, budgeting, paying down some of their debt, rather than prioritizing other financial matters. And to thrive, those in this life stage can benefit from financial education and professional advice. But only 12% go to a financial advisor currently to discuss their finances, while the majority, about 52%, still speak with their parents. And working with a financial advisor can improve your financial knowledge and confidence and just help you feel more in control. Our research found that 68% of Gen X, they don't think they have enough income or savings for professional financial advice, but it is never too early to get started. Financial advisors can help remove the burden and complexity and really help prioritize your short-term goals so that you can get back to more long-term planning.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, I think that this generation, this Gen Next, as we're calling them, the emerging adults, they really want to see something, see some return on their investment if they're purchasing something or spending money on something, even if it's an experience as opposed to something you can actually touch. They want some return on that. And I think it's kind of hard to explain sometimes what the return on investment is for a financial planner. You just stated it pretty well. But what would you say to those emerging adults that are reluctant to reach out to a financial advisor?
I think for Gen X, the main way a financial advisor can help is prioritizing a lot of their short-term goals, because they might have, they might not know where to start. Do I need to beef up my emergency savings? What debt do I pay down first? How do I save in my 401k? What's the best use of my money right now? And then once you have someone that helps you organize, prioritize your short-term goals, then you can really get through those quickly and get back to more long-term planning.
In looking at this study, you talked about some of the things that surprised you, some of the things that jumped off the page. Do you feel the kids are all right? Do you have a pretty good sense that this next generation of emerging adults is going to be okay and able to take care of us when we need them to?
I do. You know, despite their limited time in the workforce, nearly one in five have experienced being laid off from their job already. So while they think positively about retirement, Gen X, they don't expect to enjoy that same level of financial stability as their parents or grandparents. But I definitely think, in general, they are in good shape, but could really benefit from a professional financial advisor just to help organize some of their goals and get them on the right track.
All right, something to think about. Julie, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. And to learn more about the study, you can go to edwardjones.com/financial future.
We will check it out. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Julia Bartek, financial advisor with Edward Jones. Really interesting study about the Gen Nexters, the 18 to 34-year-old emerging adults, where their mindset is when it comes to finances and budgeting.